Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's brag about the Mercer County High School music program, and a great student within that program is senior Andrew Phillips. He's been involved in the band program for 4 years and the choir program for 3 years. Andrew, how long ago did your love of music begin?
It kind of started in elementary school and just kind of, grew from there. With the high school music program, I'm in our choir and our varsity band, as well as cadet teaching our JV band and our music theory class.
You play both the alto sax and tuba. Do you prefer one or the other, or do you like them both the same, and why?
The alto was my first instrument, and it's easier to play, but the tuba is got just a better sound all around, and it's a lot more fun, honestly.
Yeah, and why don't you elaborate a little bit when you talk about the cadet role that you play. That's a cadet teacher, so you teach some of the younger students. Explain how that works.
Well, for the JV band, when we split it up a couple years ago, he's kind of picked an older member to come in and watch over the band, make sure things don't get too crazy, and help out around with, like, passing music out and making sure uniforms are in order. But also kind of helping out on parts that kids aren't necessarily getting sometimes.
So that is a perfect segue for you into your college education and your emphasis of study. You want to do this for the rest of your life, apparently. Is that right? Why is that?
Yeah, it's just something about, like, teaching people how to express themselves with the instrument that they choose, or whatever way they choose, whether it be vocal or instrumental, how to kind of communicate their message of whatever they want through it.
Music theory, you were involved in that class, and you had a production, I believe, just prior to Thanksgiving. 90s music, I can dig that. So a little bit about what went into that.
We had been learning about, like, chords and scales for a little bit, and we had to do that concert, so we took that knowledge and we had everyone come in, pick a song, and we did those songs pretty well at that concert and got a good experience out of it learning wise, as well as just the fun of performing in front of people.
Do you like 90s music now?
Oh yeah.
What were some of the selections? I'm just curious.
We had one person do Susie Boggess's Aces, and we had another person do the Whitney Houston arrangement of I Will Always Love You.
So when you bring up Susie Boggess, who was just inducted into the Mercer County High School Hall of Fame last year, and we know the rise made by Aledo High School grad Margot Price. What do you think of that type of legacy with students that have, grown up in this community, participated in the music program, and have gone on to some really impressive things?
I think it's kind of something that everyone here aspires to at some degree, Margot was just on the, top 50 albums for Rolling Stone this past week for the year, and I think everyone here wants to get some sort of glory like that.
Do you do marching band and pep band then, too, and what about your role there?
I do, and I've kind of been flexible with marching band and pep band in that sometimes I'll be out there playing that alto, or sometimes I'll be the tuba, but I'm always kind of there trying to drive the steadiness of the band a little bit.
Yeah, and pep band, I think, is a more fun type of environment where you blow off steam. I know there's a little more preparation in the marching band. Can you compare and contrast participating in both?
Marching band is a lot more like labor intensive, I guess, because we go out there like every day of the week and we run through the drills and we run through the songs and we work on the next week and the next week. But it comes off to a payoff, whereas, like, pep band, we're just kind of messing around with songs, and we play it. Sometimes they sound good, sometimes they sound a little less not as good, but they all kind of come out to be good, fun songs that people can enjoy, and we can enjoy.
Yeah, why is the band so successful, the music program so successful at Mercer County? There's our enrollment at the high school is like about 400, and it seems like there's about 725 kids involved in the band program.
Well, I think part of what is good about our band program is we have some great directors at the elementary and high school level, with Mr. Juan, Ms. Hicks, Ms. Chapdelaine, and Mr. Ruggles all kind of guiding kids into this great music direction.
All right, Now, you were telling me off the air, and you haven't done this for a while, but this is something I'm really interested in hearing about. You said you were involved in a little bit of a kind of a rock and roll band. Is that right? You need to bring that back out, and let's get rolling on that. I can be your manager, maybe.
I was, yeah. It was like sophomore year. I tried to get a group of people together, and we did a few songs. I think we played at the Variety Show a little bit, did Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes, and tried to keep going with that at the open mics in Aledo at True Audio. And we had a little bit of a falling out, but, I mean, obviously everything's still good there. So
that's kind of a typical rock and roll band story, man. You're living it. Hey, and the one urban legend I heard about this year with the marching band, is it true that the band director had to get the marching band suit out and participate in the drum line? Is there any truth to that?
It is true. We did have a student who had to miss one of the games because he was at a wedding, so Ruggles stepped it up and put on the uniform, went out there with the snare, and led our percussion line.
What grade would you give him for that?
Solid 9, probably. It was Tom Sawyer, so, I mean, it was kind of difficult on his end.
So that's 9 out of 10?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good job by Andrew Phillips. Man, the music program is so great at Mercer County High School, and we wanted to recognize some of the youth involved in that. Andrew Phillips, good luck, and thanks for helping us out today.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.